Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Raul Chavez and Brandon Mulinex. And they are here to talk about the upcoming production of King Lear, which is being put on by the Department of Theater and Dance here at the University of Texas at El Paso. We're going to talk a little bit about more about King Lear and these fine gentlemen. But first, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
So as I mentioned before the interview started, the fact that we're going to talk about King Lear, we're going to talk about the play, but I want to talk a little bit about you guys at first, because our audience, you know, would like to know, just like, you know, they read People magazine or anything else to find out about the actors and actresses, we want to find out about you guys. And let's start with you, Raul. Have you always been interested in acting as a child, or is this something that you just, you know, decided to do later if you were perhaps in a high school play or here at UTEP?
I've always wanted to be a performer, but it wasn't until the seventh grade that I said theater is my thing.
And what about in the seventh grade? Were you in a play in junior high? Or?
Yes. I was in a choir class, and for a grade, we were supposed to do a musical. And we did Treasure Island, I believe. Treasure Island, and I played Pirate Number One and Billy Bones. It was fun. After that,
And when you talked that you in seventh grade, you decided that you wanted to be an actor. What about you know, looking at plays? And some people might say, well, you know, being an actor in college or in high school is very different because you don't get to do the stuff they do in the movies. But,
right. You
know, that's not necessarily true because, you know, the actors you see in the movies today, a lot of them started back in high school or junior high, or, you know, if they had the money, they went to a fine academy like Juilliard. But tell us a little bit about who did you look up to and or who did you try and model yourself after to get your acting career going?
Wow. I guess my idol, you can say, is Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart, Meryl Streep. I look up to them a lot, and I don't want to be like them. But, of course, I want to. They inspired me.
And, Brandon, what about you?
Well, I'm kind of a late bloomer compared to Raul. I didn't start until college, actually. Whenever I was in middle school, I did choir, and in high school as well. And then I was involved in more sports than anything else as far as extracurricular activities go. But then I came to college wanting to be a kinesiology major. And I kind of switched my major a few times, took some theater classes, really enjoyed that. And actually, it was my first semester where I saw The Homecoming with Chuck Gordon, who was one of our professors there, one of my teachers at the time. And seeing that and also not having performed in a long time, it kind of bit me a little bit. The bug bit me. And so I wanted to get more into it. I started taking more classes, talked to my parents about it, and they encouraged it. And whenever I started doing it, I enjoyed it. And I thought, I mean, I was always interested in it, but I always focused more on the choir than theater. And once I started taking more classes, I just thought, you know what, this might be what I want to do. And since then, I've just been focusing on that.
You mentioned, and I was going to tell you, I mean, because you look like an athlete, the fact that you were very involved in sports in high school. Sometimes those two don't mix because, you know, in high school, we tend to have cliques and there are certain groups and, mm-hmm. you know, the athletes stay in one group. And if you belong to drama, music, band, whatever, you're in another group. Did you feel like you were being torn as far as what you wanted to do?
As far as like social pressure goes or any kind of clique or anything like that, there wasn't really an issue with that because earlier in high school I did it up until mid junior year and then I got out of it and it wasn't due to any kind of social pressures or anything. It was more of a conflict with schedule because at that point I had just become of the age to start working and then I had choir and then I had football and so I kind of had to choose because I didn't have the schedule available to have all of those. So I decided between football and choir. In choir, I'd done so long. Football, I kind of picked up in high school, and so I wanted to stick with that. But there were football players in choir, and there were some pretty cool people in choir. I think my high school was pretty, I guess, it wasn't as clicked up as you thought it would, as you would think it would be. Everybody was pretty cool with one another.
So. Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Herschel Walker, when he was playing with the Dallas Cowboys, he was with the Dallas Ballet Company, and because it was helping him as far as you know, and being a kinesiology major before, you probably are aware of you know how these classes tend to help people.
Oh yeah, no yeah, yoga, anything else that you would consider to be, I guess, something that you wouldn't see an athlete, and usually is very helpful for any kind of sport.
I'll ask you the question that I asked Raul as far as. Did you look up to anybody? Is there anybody that you tried to emulate?
Well, see, as far as earlier, I was interested in theater, but I was more interested in film because that was the medium that I was more exposed to. I didn't go to a lot of theater as a kid, so I just watched a lot of films. And so I saw a lot of film actors like Ian McKellen, Gary Oldman, who else? I watched a lot of older films, like Cary Grant is another one, Marlon Brando, people like that, and I really enjoyed that, watching their performances, and so that's kind of an inspiration. And then once I started to get more in theater, I started to realize that a lot of those film actors did start out in theater anyways, so I started to research more of their background in theater, and that just inspired me even more that they can make that transition over to film while still being a theater actor.
Why don't you share with us what method acting is, if you wouldn't mind, Brandon or Raul? And also Lasky, as far as the differences.
Well, okay, so I can start off with Stanislavski acting if you want to go into Strasberg and stuff like that. Well, basically, most any curriculum for college is going to require you to have Stanislavski training, which is kind of a foundation that all of the other, I guess, techniques are based off of, but it's really the foundation for any kind of Western acting technique. And so what we do is we kind of work on our foundation, and then we kind of discover what works best for us because there's multiple techniques out there. What really works best for us is not something that can be taught. It's just something we have to figure out as we go along, whether it be
something that works for you as an actor.
Yeah, or during class, you'll find out at some point. I think even Stanislavski said that don't focus on one method, make your own method. So, you know, not every pathway is going to be the same for everyone else, and not every exercise is going to be as beneficial for one person as it is for the other. So right now we're still kind of molding that together. I haven't talked to anyone in particular in our department that's focused really on one. We're still kind of learning about all of them. So and the same goes for me. I really haven't focused on anything yet. I'm still trying to cherry pick what I like about all of them and then use it and see if it's effective for me. But again, I'm very early in my career. So,
Ro, could you break down method acting for us?
Yes. Method acting is, you can say, experiencing what the character is going through, you can say literally.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I forgot the movie, but I know Christian Bale, he lost an insane amount of weight for a role. Do you remember that
movie? Machinist. He lost about 50 pounds. That's very common in Hollywood now that a lot of people, like Robert De Niro, gained like 50 pounds for the Raging Bull movie and then lost it real quick. And Christian Bale lost all that weight for The Machinist and then gained it right back for Batman. You know, people will lock themselves, Heath Ledger in the same movie, locked himself in a hotel room for a couple months and just focused on his character. But
For the Joker.
And Robert De Niro is another good instance of method acting because he also, for Taxi Driver, he drove a taxi around. Mickey Rourke went and boxed for his boxing movie. Daniel Day-Lewis does it for pretty much every movie. Like My Left Foot, he pretty much forced the crew to feed him during set. He wouldn't get out of his wheelchair. He was very particular about how he acted off set. And the same with Lincoln and everything else. So it's common among a lot of actors, but for us, it's still something we haven't. I don't think we can really get away with that at this level because we have classes and that would really.
We
can't
be
walking in as Lear.
And even then, I think it's. I respect method acting. Just personally, I think it's a little dangerous. Depending on
the character.
On the character or what you as an actor want to do.
Yeah, it puts a lot of trust in the actor.
Yeah.
As far as not going over the edge. But I think a lot of people, I mean, like with Christian Bale, he went in to see a nutritionist. So he did it the right way. Other people will just, if they have to gain weight, they'll go and eat tubs of ice cream. And, you know, that's obviously not the right thing to do.
Right.
So, but yeah, I guess method acting. If you method acting was based on Strasbourg, which was a school that came out of Stanislavski, and that focused more on being real versus substitution, anything like that. They wanted to put you in that circumstance, and that can be a little dangerous depending on the play and the character.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we mentioned earlier, the production that you all are starring in is King Lear, a Shakespeare play. And some people, I mean, Shakespeare wrote so many plays, and of course there are some that are very familiar with people, but they may recognize the title but not be familiar with the actual play. So tell us a little bit about King Lear.
King Lear is about the fall of King Lear after he gives away his kingdoms to his daughters. Two of his daughters, actually. Mm-hmm. And the daughters battle between each other to take over the throne completely.
It's very much about control, but it's basically, in layman terms, Lear had a retirement plan and it kind of didn't go as planned.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And there are some subplots as well, but the themes kind of carry out throughout the whole mm-hmm. play on both levels, main plot and subplot. So, yeah, basically, I mean, without giving away too much, it is basically at the beginning, Lear has a plan for his retirement. He's going to give his land down to his daughters, and they take it, but their intentions might not be as well as he might think they are. And the one that actually has good intentions, he banishes. And my character, for instance, didn't agree with him at the beginning, but he banished him, and I was still able to come back under disguise to watch over Lear because of loyalty and love.
Can you tell us about your characters? Raoul?
I'm one of Lear's soldiers. I basically just follow him. He orders me to do stuff. I go do it. Basically.
I'm Earl of Kent. I go by Kent in the play. I'm basically the right-hand man of Lear, kind of a military-minded man, advisor. And like I said, at the beginning of the play, I'm banished for not agreeing with his decisions. But I come back to kind of watch over him because of my love for him and my loyalty for him. And I kind of have to sit there and sit back and not be able to do anything while he disintegrates, while his mind goes into madness, essentially. And again, it's there are some subplots in it, but I'm not really as involved with those as the main plot.
You guys are putting this on, and it starts on the 22nd and goes through May 1st. And would you say that it's okay to, you know, for families to take children, or is it kind of on the line?
I mean, we have school matinees, so if that says anything at all, as long as it's for academic purposes, there mm-hmm. are going to be maybe some, I mean, it's Shakespeare. So if there are words that might come off the wrong way, adults might understand it, but kids are not going to get it anyway. So, but generally, it's an okay
it's
family show. And yeah. it's actually a very fun show.
It is.
It's not something that's going to be too violent or too mm-hmm. Vulgar or anything of that nature. So I wouldn't worry about that at all. And we have a great director and a great actor came in, Jenny Lord and Mike Rudko, and they made it very tasteful without getting too vulgar with it, although Shakespeare himself was pretty vulgar if you look at some of his plays. So it's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned already the dates, but Raoul, if you wouldn't mind kind of letting our audience know about the dates and what the matinees are, and then we'll talk a little bit about what number to call if they need additional information. Mm-hmm.
We open April 22nd, and we go through May 1st. Show starts at 7:30.
7:30. Yep.
7:30. House opens at 7. For matinees on Sundays, show starts at 2:30, and house opens at 2 p.m.
We've been visiting with Raoul Chavez and Brandon Mulinex, who are taking part in King Lear, the production being put on by the Department of Theater and Dance. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KETP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.